Hi, this is a dictation from Mr. Jamario Washington, J-A-M-A-R-I-O, W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N. Date of birth is 7-4-1996. Date of accident 3-8-2022. Date of service is... is 10-11-2022. The patient is here for a follow-up visit. Allegedly, he was involved in an automobile accident on 3-8-2022. In this accident, the patient suffered a trauma and he was rear-ended, leading to pain in the head and some neck whiplash, as well as pain in the neck and lower back with radiation of pain to the right arm, posteriorly in C567 nerve distribution, and pain in the right knee from this impact. Patient had difficulty walking, standing, sitting, and sleeping, and that the first visit was on 6-7-2022, and now he reports that his pains are ongoing. In fact, he has a pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back to the tune of 6-7 in the neck and upper back and 10 in the lower back with radiation to the right arm posteriorly C5-6 nerve distribution. Pain in the left knee is reported to be 8. He's reports that with tramadol, he starts vomiting. And he can walk. He could not do the therapy. For the last therapy was done in August, and he not been very compliant in this area. Pain level he reports varies from 5 to 10, with the ADLs being affected to the tune of 10, involving mood at 10, but walking ability, work, sleep affected 9, general activity and relation with other people are affected 8. And enjoyment of life is affected 6. Patient reports no relief from the pain medications and therapy so far, although he himself has not been going for therapy for more than 2 months. And system review in neurology and psych patient does not report any headache, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout. He does not report any confusion, disorientation, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, or loss of memory, none of them. No anxiety, depression, panic is reported either. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the neck and lower back, as well as pain in the lower back and neck and elbow, as well as the knee on the left side, left knee. No shoulder pain is reported. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient denies incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient denies any asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level at all. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is tramadol. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. And physical examination reveals the following. The blood pressure is 131/89 and pulse is 86. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is from previous visits of August 22, 2022. Dictation number is 0824-057. Please do the copy and paste of the physical exam and diagnosis code. Plan of care is as follows. After reviewing all the information, the patient has been advised to have an injection of the intra-articular left knee injection today with steroid and Marcan to bring some relief. He's being provided following medication after reviewing the maps in the labs. Naproxen 500 twice a day, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day, Voltaren gel 3% for topical pain relief. Tylenol with codeine number 4, 30 tablets are provided for pain relief or occasionally to be used. He is provided with physical therapy 2 times per week to the left sacroiliac joint, neck, mid-back, lower back and the left knee area with traction massage, aqua therapy. Disability wise, patient remains disabled for work, housework, replacement, and transportation help. The procedure that is being done today is intra-articular injection of the left knee with the steroid and Marcan. The procedure is described in the template. The indications are as follows. The patient has extremely severe pain in the left knee. Upon walking, he is unable to walk upstairs, downstairs, or sit on the floor. And the testing for the knee joint was found positive for meniscus tear and he's been provided this injection to bring some relief in pain as well as relief in the ADL's improvement and decrease the need for pain medication. The patient understands all of these issues and the patient will be seen in a month's time. Hopefully, he will have no more pain in many areas and we'll go from there. Thank you.